Tachat Kelim Perek Yidalei Mishnah Beis Makos Asa Bereishei Masmir Kemin Chaziyana Tamin. A rod that is made out of wood, and it would be Pshutei Kliyate, the Kliyate, with battery sets, because it's not Makabel Tumah. But at the head of the rod, a masmer, a nail that was similar to chaziona. Chaziona is a round metal piece similar to an apple. And this round metal piece was attached to the top of the mako. In such a case, the mako would have a din of a kli makos, a metal kli, and would be makabel tumah. And when this metal piece is attached to the rod, it's used as a weapon to strike people with, so therefore it is now considered a metal kli. Simro tumah. If instead of putting this round metal piece at the top of the mako, instead you attach a bunch of nails to the top of the mako. So in such a case, again, the mako has its end of a clean makis, as now the mako is used as a weapon to strike people with the nailed end. Rabbi Shimon said, if nails were attached to the head of the mako, it's not makabel tumah, unless three rows of nails were attached to the head of the mako. In such a case, since there are three rows of nails, the mako can now be used as a weapon. Rekulan sha'asam lenoi tahara. Anytime a metal piece was attached to the mako, only for decorative purposes, in such a case, the mako is tar, it's not makabel tumah. And since the mako is a kli eight, that's not makabel tumah. If a metal piece is attached to it, that metal piece is not intrinsic in the use of the mako, it would not be considered a kli makos. Instead, it would be considered a kli eight and would not be makabel tumah, since it does not have a receptacle. Also, bereishei mei nekes, v'chein bedelas tahara. If at the head of the mako, a mei nekes, which is a metal tube, is attached to it, and so too, if a metal tube is attached to the bottom of the door, so that the door doesn't rub against the ground and deteriorate. In such a case, first the door, which is made out of eights, and the mako, which is also made out of eights, is not makabel tumah. They are tars, even though a metal piece is attached to it, and a kli makos is makabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a receptacle. But since this metal piece is attached to it, it's not intrinsic in the use of the delis or the mako, they would still be considered pshutei kli eights, and they're not makabel tumah. Haisa kli b'chibbalo tumah. If this meineket, this metal tube, was used independently as a kli before it was attached to the mako, or the delts. In such a case, even after the metal tube is attached to the mako or the delts, the metal tube would continue to be makabel tumah, since it's a kli in itself. And even though it was attached to the door or the mako, it would not lose its shame kli, would still be considered a kli, and would still become independently tumah if it would come into contact with something that is tumah. Mei mesahi taros, a metal tube that's attached to a mako or a delt, that we said that if this metal tube is used independently as a kli before it's attached to the mako or the delt, that it continues to be makabel tumah even after it's attacked. And the Mishnah asks, at what point is it tar? Is it no longer makabel tumah now that it's attached to the door or the mako? Bishami Armin Mishiyachabo. Bishami says, when the tube is attached to the mako or the delt and it's damaged in such a way that it no longer could be used independently as a kli, at that point it's no longer makabel tumah. It's considered part of the delt or the mako. And since the delt and the mako is not makabel tumah, neither would the metal tube. Bishilo Armin Mishiyachabo. They still said, we don't have to damage this metal tube in order for it to no longer be makabel tumah, as long as it's attached permanently to the mako or the delf with nails. In such a case, it's no longer considered an independent kli, it's considered part of the delf or the mako, and since the delf and the mako is not makabel tumah, neither would the metal tube. Sechav Kelim Perek Yidal Mishnah Gimel Kanter Shol Banai by Doctor Shocheresh Harei Lutmeh, a crowbar that is used by builders, and a sharp metal instrument that's used by carpenters. These kelim are makabel tumah since they're made out of metal, even though they don't have a receptacle. They're still makabel tumah. Yistos the olam, but yistos hamashuchos. Tumas. Iron peg that is used for holding down tents, or iron peg that is used by surveyor to hold taut the rope that is used for measuring. These iron pegs are makabel tumah, even though they're inserted in the ground. They're not considered mechubar, the carpet attached to the ground, since they are moved from place to place. They are makabel tumah. Shalshelish hamashuchos tumah harsuya leitim tahira. Chain that is used by surveyors to measure the karka, they're makabel tumah, they're considered a kli. But if they are used to wrap around logs in order to hold the logs, then they are tar. Some say asui leitim it, that they are used for measuring logs. In either case, they are tar, they're not makabel tumah. And since they are used for eitim, and eitim that don't have a receptacle are makabel tumah, these chains, even though they're made out of metal, have the same thing as a pshute kli eit, a kli eit without a receptacle, and they're not makabel tumah. The chain that is used as a handle for a large pail. This chain is used to lower the pail into the bore. This chain is makabel tumah, but only four tefachim that is closer to the dli is makabel tumah. The chain is longer than four tefachim, it would not be makabel tumah. That part of the chain that is more than four tefachim away from the dli would not be considered a yad, a handle to the dli would not be makabel tumah. Only the four tefachim that is closer to the dli is considered a yad, a handle to the dli, and is considered part of the dli. And just like the dli is makabel tumah, since it's made out of metal, those four tefachim of the chain also would be makabel tumah, since it's considered part of the dli. But a smaller dli, 10 tefachim of the chain would be makabel tumah. The smaller dli needs a longer chain, so therefore 10 tefachim worth of this chain is considered a yad, a handle to the dli, and would be makabel tumah along with the dli. But any part of the chain that's more than 10 tefachim away from the dli would not be makabel tumah. If it's not a yad to the dli, it would not be part of the dli, and therefore would not be makabel tumah. Hamorish on the tefachim tumah. The donkey that is used by metal workers is tumah. This donkey is a metal frame, similar to a donkey. But the metal worker sits on one side of the frame, and on the other side of the frame, he puts a large kli that he wants to work on. This donkey is makabel tumah since it's made out of metal. A saw that has removable metal teeth, and he took out some of the teeth to plug up a hole in the doorway. These teeth are still makabel tumah. Even though you use them to plug up a hole in the doorway, they're still considered part of the kli, and therefore they're makabel tumah. As only if he permanently attached the teeth to the doorway would they no longer be makabel tumah. They would no longer be considered a kli. Also, momata lamala unto her. But if he plugged up the hole in the doorway by inserting the teeth momata lamala, meaning he put the sharp end of the teeth into the doorway, so that's considered permanently attaching the teeth, so that would hold very well in that way, and therefore they're no longer considered a kli. They're considered part of the doorway, and they're taller. They're no longer makabel tumah. The ha'ak he see into her in chut misha mecha. All covers to klela are tar. They themselves are not makabel tumah, since they don't have their own use, with the exception of the cover of a necham, a metal kli that's used for heating up water. The cover has an independent use. It's sometimes used independently of the necham, and therefore that cover would be makabel tumah.